Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of July, recording at 9:27 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights today, and the Asian stock markets were mostly firmer. We had some pretty chunky gains, over 3% in the Hang Seng Index, over 3.5% in the Australian market. That's perhaps quite important. That's a good bounce. And China and India firm. Okay, moving on to Europe. We saw the European markets start down a little bit, and then they picked up, and they had some quite reasonable gains, and those were paired back a bit towards the close, but all closing with gains, I believe, except for the Spanish IBEX. And Wall Street had been reasonably strong, then showed modest declines. Well, quietly steady was Wall Street at its best, then showed some modest declines and closed with those modest declines. And they really are very small overall. So a quieter day for Europe and also for the United States following the drama that we saw last week on Thursday and Friday in particular. Well, it was starting on Wednesday, wasn't it? Okay. Now, what else here? Long-dated government bonds, they were weaker, but then the Treasury steady. Those are Treasury futures currently showing modest gains here after hours. The U.S. dollar slipped back below the 72 level. That helped to lift precious metals, and we have gold at 965 as I speak. All the precious metals were a little bit firmer. It was mostly gold and silver, though. And industrial metals, mostly a bit firmer in here. Crude oil finally had a bounce. It's currently up $2.39 at $131.27. And corn and soybeans weakened again. They've been falling pretty well every day recently. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, the big drama was last week. We had those impressive weekly upside keys breaking what had been for a number of markets, well, between 8 to 10 weeks consecutively on the downside, more like 10, because where those that had broken that sequence had very modest gains in the intervening weeks. So tremendous weakness there, and almost unprecedentedly persistent run, ending in some acceleration. Then, as I say, the crude oil breaking last week with that downward dynamic, breaking its medium-term uptrend and leading to the keys in the financials where the heavy short positions were. So it was one of those sort of all-change weeks where anything that had been absolutely hammered because of the short positions rebounded, and some of those rallies have carried a little further in here today. And the markets that had been awfully strong came in for a little bit of selling pressure overall. Well, I wrote about it extensively, of course, last week, and discussed it in detail in the audio on Friday. So I'll just repeat here that I feel that we saw climactic signals last week, that put floors under these stock markets, and that we will see rallies of at least short-term significance, and I would say we will see rallies at least lasting a month or two. They could be more important than that, because this really was the fourth selling climax that we've had since markets started to unravel approximately a year ago, not quite a year ago. And I think markets have run too far relative to some of the economic developments, which I described as a perfect storm. Well, that's not going to last forever, is it? And oil's the key. I've said it before that oil is everything, that it was as if psychologically we were on an oil standard. And a lot in terms of, well, the oil will continue to have a considerable influence on how other patterns form over the next a few weeks. For instance, if oil gets a good bounce and some top exchange ranging, I think it's unlikely that we will see oil prices move to new highs anytime soon. But however, if we get ranging top formation extension, and let alone a retest of those highs, then I think that we would see stock market rallies curtailed, and some choppy two-way activity until oil started to weaken again. If I'm completely wrong on oil and it rages back up through that high a little above the 147 level and crosses over 150, then I think we will see stock markets hit fairly hard. But I think that for that to happen, I think we would need to see a quite significant supply shock. And we've had a lot of supply scares, but it would have to be something really big, such as the Israelis bombing the Iranian nuclear installations. I hope that isn't going to happen, but there had been enough saber rattling that we had to pay attention to that risk. But my feeling really is that a few too many people were positioned because of that risk, which they regarded as a probability, and that we had too much talk of peak oil and not enough talk about the peak demand, meaning that the extent to which demand for crude has been tailing off recently. It's still been rising, but at a much, much slower rate. And this is typical with what we have seen following other oil price spikes. So that's the way I see it in terms of equity markets. I think that the bearishness regarding Asia on the inflation front is exaggerated. We still have the best growth there. We still have in terms of governments, generally, we have the best trade figures, the best surpluses. These are mostly creditor nations. And we have stronger consumer economies and rapidly rising middle classes. So there are a lot of good stories there. And we do not have the reality or risk of recession that we see in many many Western economies. So I continue to like those fuller money themes. Now, we're not going back to Goldilocks anytime soon, as I've said before, but I think that a fair amount of the doom and gloom has been really overdone, and so we get the short covering relief rally, which might turn into something even better. What would be the catalyst for that? Well, if oil comes back down to around the $100 level, let alone below it briefly, I don't think it would go much below $100, but that would be a very significant retracement to see oil fall by almost a third. I think would be really quite important, and I think you would see significant gains as that was as that oil price was coming down in the in many of the better emerging stock markets. So interesting time here overall. Now, is there I was asked today during a lengthy morning and early afternoon meeting, I was asked if I saw any black swans out there. Well, I think most black swans are events that are not so much black swans in the sense that they're things that people know are possibilities that they've seen where they have seen a risk increasing, And for instance, I mentioned the Israeli-Iranian situation, but another one that I mentioned, which I think is more likely to unfold, which is not political, it is economic, but that's the U.S. dollar. I do feel that there is a risk that we get a downward break in the dollar, and I think that's why gold is currently out and silver are currently outperforming platinum right now, and that certainly gold is really regarded increasingly as money by a lot of investors, and silver is its high beta proxy, and moves with it. So currently the dollar is still ranging, but if we get some drama over the short term, my hunch is that it won't be oil spiking up again. I think oil has commenced a medium-term correction, as you know. But we've had this dollar in this ranging phase for for several months. And the pattern is beginning to deteriorate. And then if we use commonality and look at a whole slew of other currencies, we see, of course, that things like the dollar index that I keep referring to and often posting, well, that's heavily weighted with the euro and Swiss franc, and then you've got the yen in there and sterling. If we look at, for instance, the dollar, US dollar against the Singapore dollar, it looks as if the US dollar is about to break downwards against the Singapore currency. The Australian dollar has already broken upwards against the US dollar. So if we look for leads and lags, the dollar has resumed its decline, or appears right on the brink of resuming its decline against several currencies, but it is including the renminbi, of course. But the dollar, it does not look on the brink of any big gains against any currencies. And this is very much in line with my medium to longer term theme. A sharp decline in the dollar, well, you know what that would do. We would see the precious metals soar. We would see a number of other commodities being relatively firm as they're priced in dollars. We'd see the oil price push higher. Stock markets would take fright. So that could be a problem, but I raise this on the basis that I was asked at this meeting, you know, did I see any black swans out there that could cause real problems. These are the sorts of things that I talk about all the time, including on these audios. If anything went seriously wrong here on the short to medium term, that is currently regarded as a possibility, with obviously views ranging as from a high probability to low probability. I think if there's another shock to the system anytime soon, I don't think it'll be the bank write-offs. People are prepared for further bad news. Also with the monoline insurances, so we get that on a drip feed basis. But if there's a shock out there that isn't fully priced into the markets, I think it would be another down leg by the US dollar. And I think that's pretty much it here. No doubt there will be more interesting developments as the week progresses. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.